You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I've got my favorite Maestro Mark is in the studio with me today because it is Melbourne Community Orchestra Week. And so I'm happy to have you back. I want to hear all about what you've been doing because I know you've been on a little voyage to St. Augustine.
Yeah, we're a little vacation St. Augustine.
Got Danny at the mic. Which we always love, your 2 cents. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Mark, tell me, you haven't been here in a month.
Right.
Tell me what you've been doing.
Well, rehearsing like crazy, of course, for...
And still in Satellite, right?
Yeah. Rehearsing crazy for the show that we've got coming up tomorrow and Thursday that we'll talk about in a
okay.
little bit. So, my beautiful wife said we need to get away for a few days.
Okay.
So school was off Friday.
Yeah.
So we grabbed Paxton and we got in the car and we drove to St. Augustine. I haven't been there in almost 40 years.
Oh my gosh.
Or not.
So
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
when I first moved down here.
Yeah, I don't go longer than like a year and a half.
Well, you know, I've judged up there. I've done performance up there, but
yeah.
never to hang out, right?
Yeah.
So she found this Vrbo vacation rental by owner.
And Vrbo is...
Vacation rental by owner.
By owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was
now, where do you find something like that? Like online?
Yeah, online.
Okay.
And just, you know, you basically say where you want to go and
okay.
how long you'll be there, and all these different things come up. It was like an 1879 home.
Wow.
That had been redone, right?
Okay.
And it was like...
Did it feel haunted?
I'm sure. that's another story in a minute.
Okay.
So it's... It's like half a mile to the whole St. Augustine gate where all the shops are, where everything is. I mean, the whole place, you can go from one end, with the cool downtown area, is about 1.2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So we were so close, we were just walking all over the place.
And I'm pretty familiar with there because, I mean, I did. I used to go there a couple times a year, and now it's gotten to be like, you know, it's probably been almost 2 years since I've been there.
Yeah, St. George's Street, which has everything.
Uh-huh.
On it. Yeah, we were like... 4 or 5 tenths of a mile from there.
Yeah.
So it was just cool
oh,
going
so that's
there
cool,
all
yeah.
the time. But this Vrbo, of course, people had just redone the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're using it as rental property, right? Well, they had an Alice in Wonderland theme in
that's,
the house. Okay?
That's creepy.
So, we walked in, and all the floors are that shiny ceramic tile floors.
Okay.
In the kitchen... These big black and white checkers, but little Alice in Wonderland, little figures everywhere, including a white Christmas tree that had nothing but Alice in Wonderland stuff on it. I know, it sounds creepy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, plantation shutters, just gorgeous. Upstairs, a big theater room
mm-hmm.
where we could watch stuff at night. All the appliances were Heartland. I'm like, what? This looks like an old-time stove, but it's new. So, of course, I went online. Yeah, that particular stove was $7,000.
Well,
So they really did some crazy updates
yeah.
is my point.
And that's cool. And I would love to, like, if you had that place, come and hang with you.
Sure.
And that, but I couldn't sleep in it at night. I'm sort of a weird,
well,
I need to be in a certain kind of room to sleep.
Well, and all these, well, it was two bedroom and 2.5 bath.
Okay.
It really was really cute. It was great.
Yeah.
And to get to the second floor where the video thing is, there was a circular staircase.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know, we know that, you know, St. Augustine is supposed to be one of the big haunted places in the United States. Well, the first night, my wife and my son sleep like a log. But I swear to God, their doorbell was unique on the door.
Okay.
Boom, I heard that doorbell.
In the middle of the night.
About 3:30. I jump up, go right to the door. Nothing there. Go back around the door. I'm checking. I open up my son's bedroom door. Now he's there. He's still breathing. You know what I mean? The next morning, they both thought that I was crazier than a loon. I said, we had a
visitor. Oh, yeah, I would have been out of there.
I stopped either an intruder or we had a visitor. There, you know, it might be haunted. Well, because they say everything is there is haunted, right? We did go on, like, two different ghost tours. We hear the stories.
I've gone on the ghost tour there because mm-hmm. I've done it
There's
twice.
There's so many of them.
Well, yeah. I had to do them with the kids because the kids all go from school. And, you know, I always had to be chaperone mom. And I've done them, but I got to be honest with you. I don't like things like that. Like, even
some
right now.
Some of them are
now,
scary. Some of them are gory.
I don't like even, I've never in my life stayed a night by myself, even at this age in life.
Okay.
I've never spent one night alone in my whole life. And Jennifer went to the Great Wolf Lodge, which her family, they had an awesome time. And I didn't go. And, my kids stayed with me because I can. And I didn't even ask them. It's like I thought I was going to be a big girl and stay by myself. And then the kids were like, Mom, you ain't staying by yourself. You're not even going to sleep all night, you know. So they showed up. But there's no way I could spend the night in anything like what you just stayed in.
Well,
I don't even like hotels half the time.
Well, it was interesting.
Out.
And I've never thought of myself as a being a lone person. I just like people. I like being around people all the time. But this was a great trip. A couple of different ghost tours. And we went on a food history tour.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't even know they had that.
Oh,
I would love
this
that.
This was really neat. So, We met at one restaurant, and there was bruschetta and fried artichoke hearts and a crazy cheese yummy dip for it. Oh, my gosh. It was.
So how did you find that? Because as many times as I've been to St. Augustine, I've never, ever seen that.
You have a phone in front of you?
Chimes.
No, what I'm saying is, yeah. I mean, look, things to do in St. Augustine. You know,
wow.
We did not do the.
So that's something I've never done.
We didn't do any of the. There's actually things where you can go out in the bay and water and pirates and all that stuff. So we did that. And then, I mean, he took us to some places that you would have never thought to go. Some place called Moho Barbecue. If you walked by, but we went in there. Oh my gosh. Smoked brisket, smoked turkey, smoked wings. I'm not a big smoked guy.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
So I always call them family because we have a picture of each other on Santa's lap together when we were 5 years old. Bobby Kretzman, who owns the Bantam Chef, and it's in DeLand. But he opened a place in St. Augustine. I guess it didn't work out, but one of my favorite restaurants there also that I heard close is a place called the Fryhaven, which had French fries like a bazillion different ways.
Oh.
And it was on, did you go like where it's all the little shops?
Yep.
Okay.
That's all that St.
George's. By the fort?
Yep.
Did you do the fort?
Oh, we did as part of the ghost tour.
You did part of the ghost, okay.
Yeah.
How about the church? Because that's something, I always go in the church and light a candle. That church is very biblical.
Yeah, we were in the church there.
So, have you been there, Danny?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Because it's just a very awesome church. When you walk through that door, I don't know about you, but it just, you know, and I'm Catholic, so it's just.
Me too.
It's just a huge feeling that you take in when you just walk through that door. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's one of my first stops is I go in there to pray that I don't get haunted by something while I'm in the little town. You know,
I mean, it's such a neat. I mean, because I haven't been there in so long. I was just taken aback just by all the stuff. Of course, we're there.
It is so haunted, though. You know, my
during the St. Patrick's Day time.
My daughter spent the night last night at my condo, and she slept with the lights on because I don't know what's going on. And last night I was freaking out. This is the anniversary. It's the 30th year of my mother's death, And for some reason, it's so real this year. I don't know if it's because it's 30 years. I don't know if because we've reflected and we've just had so much loss in our lives in, you know, in our short time. But for some reason, I think it's hit us all this time. And we've been talking about it. And that makes you talk about other things. So I think everybody's a little freaked out in my house right now. So last night, I'm like, I got to change the locks in my house. And it's like... They can come through the walls, Mom. They can come through the doors. Right. I just didn't feel comfortable. I don't know what it is.
But see, we were told that if a ghost tends to follow you, or you can tell the ghost to leave.
And I believe that. I do believe that. Because, you know, when I was younger, I did, people would say, oh, she's crazy. I did believe that I saw ghosts. And I saw somebody... And they said, no, just tell them you're not ready for them. Tell them to leave and what have you. I have lots of ghost stories. I could do a whole show on ghost stories, but I won't.
My mother's father lived with us when I was a kid. He was, his wife and his mother were spiritualists.
Yeah.
Even though he was raised Roman Catholic.
I love that whole thing.
But
I find it so
interesting. He would tell stories to me, and he was just dead set sure, yes, there are ghosts, yes. He used to say to me, when I'm gone, I'm going to come back and visit you. And I used to say, that's okay, Pop. Stay wherever you are. You don't have to come visit me. One of the restaurants that we went to, when the first night we got there, we got there at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, hungry. So we just walked up to the corner. There's a beautiful Christmas shop. And then turned right, and we're just looking for a place to eat. There's a place called Chez L'Amour.
Okay.
But
did you eat there?
Yeah, but you would think, okay.
Is it French?
Sort of. It was actually, you walk in and Cajun. There's a bar and all these tables. No, it's a little bit of everything. Huh. But it's, we met the owner. She came over and talked to us. The owners are jazz musicians.
Wow.
So there's a little jazz group that's playing, you know, and so every place you go, you have reservations. No, that's okay. We can still get you in. But the salad, and we had salad and sliders.
What
and
was the name of it again?
Chez L'Amour.
Chez L'Amour.
Oh my
gosh. Well,
we're
going to have to try that. You know, not to interrupt, but I don't know if Jennifer's listening, but since we're talking about outside of Brevard and Volusia, here's something I really want to go to. This is on Saturday from 10 to 5. It's Wizards, Witches, and the Weird, and it's in Deltona.
Well, sure, because Deltona's like...
It's in Deltona. It's the center at Deltona, 1640 Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard in Deltona. You know, we'll let anybody advertise on here. I actually did my job yesterday and today.
Isn't that Casadega is in there? It's like the witches' capital of the United States.
Well,
in Deltona,
but I actually want to go to this. Vendors, oddities, vintage bone art, bugs, crystals, taxidermy, sci-fi, fantasy, steam park, and more.
What's the title again? Because I'm hoping Noelle's listening.
It's called, wait a minute.
Witches.
It's called Wizards, Witches, and the Weird. Saturday
Wizards,
at
Witches,
10 to 5.
It sounds weird.
It sounds weird. But you know what? Listen, this is what to expect. They're back in Deltona for their Wizards, Witches, and the Weird. They're at the center at the Deltona on March 22nd. It's located inside and outside the center, featuring fantasy, oddities, horror, witchy items, steampunk, gothic mediums, geeky, and more. It says come hungry. They're going to have lots of food trucks. It's a unique event. They say feel free to dress for any occasion. And so that's why I hope that Jennifer is listening and wants to go to this, because she looks great as a witch. She dressed as a witch for Halloween, and we were in the Panhandle. And the people in the hotel were going, oh, I love your Halloween costume. She goes, is it Halloween?
Yeah. Well, you know, my family is big costume people, Paxton and
Noelle.
Oh,
that's so surprising,
yeah,
Mark.
Right.
It's just so surprising. This sounds like great fun, though. The event costs $10 per person at the door. It's got free parking. Kids 10 and under are free. And that sounds like an awesome time. So maybe Jen would dress like a witch and go to that with me. I don't know. The We just went to, I talked about it in the last time, we did a little traveling. We went to South Miami. So here's something not in the 321. Sorry about your what's cooking in the 321. But we went to Fort Lauderdale for a food show. Mm-hmm. And we ended up in Miami at South Beach. And it is, you know, I went probably 3 years ago and I said, oh, I'm not coming back here. It was a little too hip-hoppy for me, and the whole area had changed. Well, let me tell you, it was bright and clean and fun, and the beach was awesome. So we got to do a little bit of work and travel also.
There's a place down there called, I think, the Taco Shack, and there's a line out the door. It's in South Miami.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a storefront warehouse or something. Nothing fancy about it. Oh my gosh, the food is amazing.
So we had some Cuban food. We had a Cuban place, Cuba. And it was amazing. Yeah, yeah. So, and Miami's known for great chefs. You know, we don't have chefs in Brevard. I'm here to tell you, there's no chefs in Brevard. You know, Scott on Scott's on Fifth. We've dined there together. We love there. He's studied in you know, and he's worked with some of the greatest chefs in Italy and stuff. But we don't have many real chefs here in Brevard, and it shows. So I love when we can get out and go somewhere where there's chefs. You know, we can't pay chefs. We can't pay the money for food to have a real chef.
I'm glad that you mentioned Scott's, because that was a text that I sent you trying to bail me out that you never even replied to.
So I...
You know what I'm talking about?
It's funny because I saw that today, and I'm so sorry. I am the worst person with texting. I hate texting.
I'm better. I don't answer the phone. So if you want to get in touch with me, I don't answer the phone. Just throw a text in.
I was voice texting last night, and I was voice texting Jennifer. I don't know if she'll even, she probably thinks I'm just nuts because I read it this morning and went, oh my God, not one word came out what I was actually.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I texted somebody else and it actually said refried beans and stuff. And I sent it. And it's no wonder people are going, are you drunk? It's like, no, I never drink and drive. I never drink and drive. I'm
yeah,
like
the,
that.
The talk to text that has but, come out with some weird things.
It's like, it was just crazy that I don't know why. It can't come close because you'd think it would know my voice. In the car, it's actually a little better because it texts it. It tells you back before it sends. It reads it back, and I'll go, oh, hell. Whoops, I can't say that on there. Oh, heck to the no. Don't send that. You know, delete. Let me do it again.
Well, I don't know whether I told you the story. You know, when I first got swipe on my phone, where you, instead of just punching the letters with my fingers, and you just slide back and forth.
Yeah, I can never do that one.
So, you know, my daughter said to me, you know, let me know when you're leaving. I was leaving school. I was still teaching. Let me know when you're leaving. Well, I get to a red light. I'm like, I'm sort of wide. And I just swipe. My daughter calls me immediately. She goes, really, Dad? What? I just let you know that I'm leaving. She says, you know what your text says? I'm a lesbian now.
Oh, wow.
When I did the swipe, it decided leaving. It wasn't
toaster.
Leaving at all. Like, seriously?
So I remember back in the day, and I know a lot of my friends in Michigan that I graduated with and stuff listen to the show, and some of them might remember this because this is when you had a, when people would call, you would leave a voice recorder. Like, you actually had a machine. It wasn't that you did it online, you know. This one, you had the cord that got, it started out 10 feet, and it would be 50 feet by the time before they'd have to replace it. But somehow I had talked to somebody. That was going out as my message. And people were calling me going, have you listened to your message? And when I heard it, I was like, oh, my goodness. That is not.
Was it a machine that had the tapes in it still?
Yeah. It was the machine where when it hits and then it records it, plays it back. And, my conversation that I had with somebody was going out as my message. And I was like, oh, my God.
Careful.
Yeah, careful. We still got to be careful.
With those machines, it used to really make my family up north mad because they'd call and they'd get the machine, and there was always a song that Elizabeth and I were singing or something. It may go on for 2 minutes, and then we weren't there. And like, there's a long-distance call. You need to stop this.
You know, I hate these people that call you, and then they put you on hold.
Right.
It's like, why you call me and put me on hold? It's like I'm the one that I'm supposed to call you and you put me on hold because you can't answer right now. But, yeah, they'll call and put you on hold. And as soon as that does, I'm like, no.
Yep, bye.
I'm done. I'm done with this.
Right.
Before we talk about what we're doing for the show Wednesday and Thursday, you want to talk what's coming up for a little bit first that I've got here at the Melbourne Auditorium. And I'm going to start because Wednesday and Thursday is the Melbourne. Wait a minute. Sorry. Okay, here we go. I was on the 5th, and that was, you know, our favorite people. Wednesday, March 19th and March 20th, we've got the Melbourne Community Orchestra. Pre-show's at 6:15. What time are you opening the doors, Mark?
Probably 6.
6 o'clock. So 6
but
o'clock.
But if somebody's trying to get in earlier to get to the bistro,
yes,
we're fine with
we'll
that.
We'll let you eat. 6 o'clock, you can come in, you can eat, and get something before
By
the...
By the way, the pre-show is going to be awesome.
Yeah, what are you doing? Let's talk about it then, as long as you're doing it right now.
Claude Bowling is a jazz pianist.
Okay. Tell me you're having a piano there.
And well, he wrote a piece. It's for jazz, piano, and flute.
Okay.
By Claude Bowling. And so Noel and our piano player, bass player and drummer, so it's this quartet, and it's jazz for flute and piano. And it's just really, really cool. It'll be something here.
You don't have a big baby grand, but you're coming in with an electric piano.
Yes.
And I was going to mention that to you because you know I love the piano. It's my favorite instrument. I was thinking, forget the baby grand that costs so much money because I heard, the Phoenix Band.
You can get some keyboards
I got to tell you, it sounds good. It might not be exactly
what
you want.
But that big acoustic grand piano is just so wonderful. You're right. When we do it, it's $1,000.
Have you heard about our stage over there?
I don't use the stage, but tell me what's going on.
So we did a Keen Sierra, and it was sort of cool because, and it went well, you know, not saying anything about that, but there was a couple problems. One of them was, let me tell you the funniest part first. First, the band is there, and the stage just has the black curtain in front of it. And you know, from my little square, I'm like the bird's eye view. I can see everything. So the band that's playing, they're not very well. They were out of tune. It was just not a great band. And I heard that this great band was going to be there. And I'm like, oh, if this is the great Mexican band, So the next thing, though, the curtains open up. This video comes on the back screen. This band flew in from Mexico. They have albums, Buku.
There's
and
a big
that's
screen
who's
there?
There. We have a big screen there, yeah. So now the big screen is playing their videos.
Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you because we rented a screen for one of our shows.
Well, maybe they rented it. Okay. I'm saying there was a big screen there. We do have a screen, but this was the whole back.
Right.
For all I know, it was a white backdrop, okay?
Okay.
But the video's playing on the back, the whole back wall. And now this band comes out. They come on stage, and they've got spurs on, and they're dancing. And they're great. It was great. Not that that's the kind of music that I listen to, but they were really good. And they were, you could tell they had played together long. They were definitely a professional band. They come in. They've got the flame-throwing things that go up. What are they called?
Was flash pots, I think.
This was a little more than, this would look like a sparkler system, boxes with sparkler systems going. So anyways, when they left, that whole stage was ruined. Yes, ruined. And it has to all be redone now. And we just got it redone because you remember the firewall, when the firewall
right
dropped.
Now, for not this show, but for our May Mysteries, which is April 30th and May 1st, we need to be able to use
that.
I
already can tell you I can't speak for the auditorium. I'm just food and beverage, but we can put it out there to Patty.
We need to use that stage
for
that.
Yeah, so you need to, and of course, you'll see it tomorrow.
Right.
So you'll see it.
Our actors and singers, plural. And
yeah.
And entourage.
This
is going to be a big deal.
I don't think it's actually going to be redone until like June and stuff. But it is going to get redone. But you could use it. It's just, it's not.
Does it look more rustic?
There's spur holes all in it. It burned in places. I mean, it was crazy what happened.
That might
to
work
it.
With the ambiance of a medieval that castle.
You know what? Yeah, that might
I'll make that work.
Yeah, what
That's
the heck?
Right.
This medieval, yeah. So,
I'll make that
so
work.
So we medievaled your stage for you.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right.
Well, as Noelle is writing the script, that will make her very happy.
So that'll be interesting for you to look at tomorrow.
Sure.
And see. But it's always terrible because, you know, the boys over there take such great pride in the place being so perfect.
And they're amazing.
And we had over 1,000 people, and the place was just like trashed. So them are things we hate to see. The night went very well. We didn't have anybody waiting and, you know, to get a drink. We were with two bars going, and our A-team staff, and me and Jennifer were on patrol taking liquor from people. You would have loved it because I went up to somebody. She actually went up to somebody. It was really funny, and it was right when the beginning of the night
like
started.
Sneaking booze in?
So, yeah. And, you know, you can't do that. Right. That's against the liquor license. But she noticed a young guy that had a beer, and she walked up to the table and she just looked at him and she said, "Can I have your ID?" And he just slid the beer over. So now what I did, you see my watch. I'm at the end of the table and I just went like Dantana. It's like, all right, keep your eyes on him the rest of the night.
Right.
So now the guy was paranoid the rest of the night. You know,
we could do that with our watch, with
my
our
watch
Dick Tracy
all night.
Watches,
yeah.
Right?
I'm talking to my watch all night. Can you see this one? You got him? Okay. That's roll funny. The camera a little to the right. You know, so we had fun with it, and it was a good night. But yes, bottom of the line, stage is medieval. Let's make a new word up, Kim. Medievalized.
Medievalized.
We've got a medievalized stage.
Perfect.
Just for you.
Perfect.
Just for you, Mark.
That's perfect.
So let's get back to the orchestra, though. So after the pre-show,
right,
with the piano.
There'll be a piano there, yes.
I'm loving that.
Yes. And it's cool.
And
it's
you know what? I have my friend
thing.
From
really
Michigan.
Nice.
Is she's doing a road trip. She started and she saw our mutual friend in Raleigh, North Carolina, and then she went on to Myrtle Beach to see her cribbage player friend, and now she's on her way to my place. This is somebody who dated all three of my brothers, lived in my parents' home for years, and we have stayed friends all these years. And she's coming, and she's a musician.
Nice.
She is.
Very nice.
So she's going to be there both nights.
Great.
Yep. She's going to be there. She plays guitar.
This is one of my favorite concerts. Just the conductor's choice.
The conductor's choice. I was going to say, are you going to let us know what the conductor's choice is?
Normally we have music committee meeting. Noelle and I pick the themes normally for the whole year. Then we try to find literature that works with it. So there's no music committee involved. This is just stuff that I want to do, and
that's cool, though.
For reasons that I want to do them.
It's like when you listen to Kim's playlist.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Mark's playlist.
Exactly. And I say the honest. I feel like I'm inviting you into my house. Like, here's a glass of wine. Let's listen to this, and here's why I like listening to this.
Yeah.
So it's things like that.
That's cool. And you're going to talk about it. You're going to tell us.
Absolutely. And actually,
cool.
We did something.
Will we know the music?
You will recognize it.
I will recognize it.
You may not know it as, right. You may not say, oh,
yeah.
I know the name of that,
yeah.
but you've heard it. We did something new on Facebook. Again, Noelle's got all the brilliant ideas.
So tell everybody how to find the Facebook page. Maybe they even want to look while we're listening.
It's just Melbourne Community Orchestra. You can find the Facebook page right there. And
it's linked to ours, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a video of me talking about the first selection that we're playing.
Oh, well, that's
giving
cool.
you all the background about it.
Maestro Mark.
Yeah, and
that's
it's I mean, it's getting a lot of views. The first thing we're going to do is the Romeo and Juliet fantasy.
Okay.
The interesting thing is it tells the story through music of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's cool.
And Tchaikovsky at the time was going through a dry spell with writing at 28 years old. And he couldn't come up with a subject, and a friend said, "Hey, why don't you use Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet as a subject?" And so he did. The interesting part is Shakespeare was also 28 when he wrote it, and now Tchaikovsky's 28 when he writes.
Oh.
But the love theme I heard on the radio a lot when I was a kid. Da 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 da. It was on the radios in New York City. That spot, it's been used in commercials, it's been used in movies all over the place.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah. And then we're going to feature one of our violin players.
Okay.
Melanie Schultz is playing the first movement of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, just a real showpiece for her.
Awesome.
So we wanted to make sure that that people heard that.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing all this on the floor.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
The audience thinks they're part of the orchestra when we do that.
Yeah, I think people are engaging in that.
Yeah, and we have people that love to be in that splash area, you know, because I'm soaking wet when I'm working. I call it the splash area. But it's amazing. I turn around and I have seasoned women.
Yeah.
Blowing me kisses. It's really interesting. Noelle says, you know, maybe we could do a fundraiser where we just auction you off for a night. I'm like, seriously?
I saw that in a movie.
We're also going to do the Chabrier Espana Rhapsody. That name doesn't mean anything to you. I'm telling you, you've heard that on radio also. The next piece is a real special piece for me. It's a prelude to an act in opera, Kunihild. And my mentor had done a transcription of it for me when I was doing band, so that's really important for me. The last thing is going to be Leonard Bernstein's 3 dance episodes from the musical On the Town, with the last movement, New York, New York, it's a wonderful town. The Bronx is up
that's
in
cool.
the
That's cool. I love when you get upbeat, especially at
yeah,
the end.
So that has 3 movements, and the music was also used in the movie On the Town, which had Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra in it. But just a great piece to close with. So really, really excited about this concert. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds good. And of course the concession will be open.
Absolutely.
Isis is on, she went to Oklahoma or somewhere. I'm like, what are you going to Oklahoma for? Really, Isis? What's in Oklahoma? But, so we've got somebody coming on.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plane and the waving couture smells sweet. Yeah, go through the song.
Because Isis is my A team there with Darcy usually, but we've got Crystal and Darcy there and myself, and because I'm going to be with my friend out in the audience.
Great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So, yep. So I'm looking forward to that because we haven't seen each other since we went to Keith Stauder's wedding in May.
And I can keep people there from the orchestra on Wednesday night again?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We've already advertised it to the orchestra.
So, you know, it makes it a little hard because the staff is there on Thursdays because they're setting up for the next event.
Okay.
On Wednesdays, they like to get out of there. So we're a little pressured to not stay too late on Wednesdays, but we don't.
Kevin and Mike sort of wave and say, okay, it's time.
Yeah, I feed Kevin. Yeah, they've been very lenient with that.
Absolutely, they've been great. Yeah,
and I think that things are really working out there, and they see, you know, there's such good changes coming about too that I can't tell you about, Mark.
Well, see,
Patty's really got the place.
The relationship with you, with Kevin and Mike and the orchestra. I mean, we just love all of you.
Kevin and Mike. And, they're my family. You know, we've been together a lot of years now.
Show the three of you the respect that you should get. Unfortunately, I'm sure there are groups in there that you don't get that level of respect, unfortunately.
No comment.
Right.
Wait, is this a Christian station? I can't. No comment.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You can't say something nice.
So I get that. And I think that, Mike and Kevin know that relationship. I mean, they go out of their way for us. And we would do anything for them, you know. So.
And they do. They, you know, everybody coming early, you know, it's like, very accommodating.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you, the people who come back all the time, except maybe one or two, we know what they like. We accommodate them. We're there, like, especially for me, I'm there to provide a service for them. You know, I always open a half an hour early before people can even get in the building and make coffee. I like people to always walk through the building, be able to, you know, smell coffee and get a cup of coffee. And so we're always trying to accommodate the people.
But see, the bottom line is I'm the guest there.
I don't look at that way anymore. We're in this together.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't go in saying, I'm in this auditorium now and I'm going to call all these shots. I don't look at it as, that's what I mean by guest.
Right.
I don't look like I'm not going to go in and start bossing people around
who do
that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one that comes in. Oh yeah, he's his way, you know, and
that's what I meant
by
guests.
And that's also a slap in the face. So we'll be like, no, not happening. Sorry.
Yeah.
The I'm doing all food and beverage there now. So it used to be that I could actually close and let somebody bring their own food in. That day's gone now. We had some people complain, but it was about their own food. It was, and I'm not gonna name drop or anything like that, but somebody actually said, you know, that something happened or whatever, and it was like, oh well, that wasn't me. But when it's both of us doing food, I said who takes on that responsibility?
Absolutely.
You know, I was just pouring beverage. I wasn't actually doing food. and they insist on bringing their own food. Now somebody's not feeling well. Well, that's not me.
But if somebody complains and they know that you do the food, how do you want to make sure that's not
so
you?
So now we've made it. So now they've made it for themselves because they wanted to bring their own food because, you know, a lot of places want to bring their own food because it's cheaper, whatever. They think they're getting it cheaper. It's really not. I'm pretty, you know, cost effective that way. But now you don't have a choice. Now it's me. It's just me. I'm doing the food. So, you know, even these like churches and things like that, they have to use me now for the food. I can't say no.
It's quality control all around then.
But it's about liability. I can't take on somebody else's liability when we don't know where they cooked the food. We don't know what they did to that food. So I think all the hotels, the hotels have been doing this for years. You cannot bring food into a hotel.
Right.
In a restaurant, you cannot bring food into a restaurant. So now the Melbourne Auditorium, the venue, is following that same thing. And it's because people sue people for different things and what have you. And it's like, you know what? It's not going to happen with us.
That's a good thing.
We're just going to, we're all, certified and we take classes every year and updates, updates.
That would be horrible for someone to complain about the food that they brought in.
Yeah.
But they're not saying, we brought in this food. And people know that, wait
and
a minute, the bistro's in there. I mean, who's...
Right. Worse than that, we're watching them. We can see what they're doing. And let's remember that Diane, who works with me, was the health inspector for 37 years. Mm-hmm. So now we're actually giving people gloves. We're going, hey, don't stick your hands in that. Here's some gloves for you.
Wow.
And they're like, I'm not wearing gloves. You know, it's like, well, somebody's going to get sick, and somebody did. And I'm glad it wasn't on my watch. I'm glad it wasn't with my food.
Absolutely.
So, they actually tried to say it was alcohol poisoning, but we hadn't served any alcohol before that hour. So that was pretty close. You know?
Wow.
And it was a youngster got alcohol, they said. And it's like, no, nobody's even had alcohol today. It's not even noon. Nobody's had alcohol. And then they forget the eye in the sky. We see it all. You know, we see that you can't beat the camera anymore. Even driving. I get so many of these things from the highway that I blew through pay by toll.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get pictures of myself every other week and it's got a wonderful picture of me. You know, I could just wave when I go through there because they're probably starting to know my name.
You know, you got to be careful that if you're seeing a picture of yourself, then you know it's legit. But I get probably 4 emails a week.
Oh, the emails are not right.
Telling me that. That
so that's
I went
a big
through a
scam,
toll,
Mark.
Or, mm-hmm. But guess what? I don't have an account. It's Noel's account. My name's not on
so
it.
Listen to this one, though.
I'm
it
getting
goes
the same
by
tech.
The, but
yeah,
it
if
goes
you pay
by
right
the
away, if you pay us.
Yes. So I got a couple of them, and for me, it was like, wow, because I know that I probably, I mean, some months I owe $100, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get a $100 bill for paying in tolls. And this month it was like 46 and 46 and 25 and whatever. It was little ones. But, oh, yeah, I wait until I get the picture of me
mm-hmm.
because this thing that this is a big scam now. And I read about it on Facebook that they're saying you owe this, pay this right now, or you're going to lose your registration. Is that what you said? Your registration?
I got texted that and it said my registration is now closed.
I got
because
that same one.
I owe $6.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. My 15-year-old son got a text on it.
That's crazy.
He doesn't have a responder, doesn't drive.
You guys, I seriously almost threw my phone out, and I've done this before, I hate to admit it. I don't need anger management. I really don't. But I'm telling you, the phone gets so frustrating for me, I almost threw it out this week. I almost threw it over the balcony. I'm at my condo, and I was just like, I can't stand this phone because this thing keeps coming on. It's saying optimizing, optimizing, optimizing. I'm like, whoosh, and I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't text. I can't see the bottom of my texts. So everything I text in the end, I can't even see it. I just have to hope that it's because it's under my letters. So I'm like, I'm done. I'm throwing this phone. So I am going to go get a new phone today. I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to set this one on the shelf until I figure like to get my pictures off and things. But I'm going to get the new 25 or whatever it is today so that I can maybe send a text without somebody hating me at the end of the night. Yeah. Did you get any nasty texts from me, Mark?
I have never gotten a text from you, but even if it was a text, even if it was a nasty text, I'd be, Wow. Or Kim texted me.
Danny's gotten crazy texts from me before. You got to decipher them and go, what are you trying to tell me? Kim, what are you trying to tell
me? Does it show up out of order sometimes if it's a long text? I mean, I've gotten texts from people that I read the first three or four sentences and then nothing makes sense. And then the last couple of sentences actually finish the thought from the first. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I actually have to call Danny and go, did you read that, Danny?
I think you did that the last time.
Sorry, Danny. I don't even know what that was. The other one, literally the other day, it said refried beans. I don't know if a commercial was on the TV behind me or what have you, but it's like, what about refried beans? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, and fortunately, it was my brother, you know, but yeah. I'm like, nothing about the refried beans. Forget about the refried beans. So we're going to talk more about the orchestra before we leave, but on March 21st, Friday, here you go, Danny, WWE, NXT is back. They're back bigger than ever. We're starting to really fill. People are coming back. I'm telling you, they're going out. I think also with the auditorium, they're seeing that it's you're not gouged. I know the one thing I enjoyed seeing, Jennifer kept sending me, I'm like, stop working. You're going for the vacation, you know, forget work. Mm-hmm. She's sending me menus from concessions where she's at, like at the Good Wolf Lodge and whatever. And there's, you know, a beer. I don't have it right in front of me, but like $15 and this. Our beer's $6.
Right.
You know, and we still have people complain. I'm like, so I said, I'm going to copy all these menus from other places, and especially Amway. Have you been to Amway?
Not
or
recently,
to like the I think Amway changed now. It's called something else, but you know, we're the magic place and mm-hmm. stuff. A beer is $18. Yep. It's a 16-ounce $18 beer.
Well, that's if you go to any ballpark
So you can come and bring your kids. You can bring all four of your kids, and you can bring you. You can bring grandma. You can bring everybody because it's not going to kick you back so bad.
My brother-in-law, and my sister will be down for this concert. They'll be down for the May concert. But my brother-in-law said, I could get a $6 beer.
Yes.
And my son-in-law is like, wait a minute, I can bring the kids. And
plus, we make cool mixed drinks.
Yes.
You know, we do the Laguna water. We try to make that punch look exactly like the color of the river that night. Sometimes it's green. Sometimes it's more yellow. Sometimes it's beautiful blue. Mm-hmm. And then we mix it with vodka, rum, or gin. It's $7.
Nice.
And it's good alcohol. It's not like house alcohol.
Right, right.
So, you know, our burgers, we try to keep. I got to tell you, Danny, delicious. I know you love the burgers. We actually went to the food show. There's a company called Halperin that only does burger. So I said, you know, and they're always wanting to, like the last time that Jen and I went to the Cisco place, and they have their own, you know, chef, which is what I did, corporate chef. And he's putting all kinds of pimento cheese in this one, blue cheese. This guy, I went, he's doing the same thing. Fufu burgers, try this. And I go, no. I don't even want a bun. I want you to cook that burger. Don't put any seasoning on it. No salt, no pepper, no nothing. And hand me that burger meat. And I want to taste it. Danny, it was the best burger I've ever had in my life. Melted in my mouth like a good meatloaf. I made a meatloaf last week. It was so hard. I left it in the oven too long. But the burger just melted in your mouth. And starting next week, that's what our burger is. Mm. We just bought a beautiful flat top grill so we can do the whole, you know, burgers need a little grease, okay, mm-hmm. on a flat top. Now, at the college, we're doing the flame grilled burgers, but we still have a flat top next to it because you do need that little bit of grease. But I think that we're going to have, and I'm putting it out here on the radio today, I truly believe we're going to have the best burger in all of Brevard. I'm going to have everybody come see it. I'm going to keep it at $8. This is a $20 bar burger that you would pay $20 for all day long. We're going to have it at the orchestra. Not this week, but it's going to be here the next time you're here.
Medieval mayhem?
I wonder, you know what? I might be able to make a call. No, I cannot get it here tomorrow. I cannot. Because it's fresh burger, so it's nice. A 2-day thing, and it actually came in last week, and I go, why is all my burger in already? And I go, it's spring break, we're closed. I go, I'm not keeping fresh burger. He goes, well, just throw it in the freezer. I go, You've just defeated my whole purpose. I'm not putting in the freezer. So you're a burger-loving guy. I'm telling you, we've got it. We've got it, and we've got everybody beat, and I'm excited about it.
If I don't get it this week, then I'll get it the next time, because I'll definitely be at the orchestra the next time as well.
Well, and I'm, you know, Paxton before the show is always getting something to eat, and then he's always
We give him the same thing. He's set in his ways.
Yeah, he loves, well, he loves hamburgers and, well, loves the chicken sandwiches you have.
Barbecue pork. So that's our staples, but I definitely, it seems weird because it's so hard for me to be there on Wednesdays and Thursdays right now, and I don't want people doing the deli without me because I don't want it coming out and it being ruined. So we've had to always put it in the back burner because I've gotten called somewhere else on those nights. But, yeah, I'm turning that place into a eating place before the show starts. I mean, this is my new thing that I'm really working on.
That's very
nice. To make it... because, you know, I love the whole dinner show thing, and I know we've still got a couple dates they're still holding, but
yeah, we've got to find a way of hammering that out.
Yeah, we've just been so busy,
right?
So busy with my new restaurant.
So when you hammer
my
that
sub
dinner
shop
and a show, when you hammer that out, put me on the first list.
That's right.
Me and my wife will be
you'll
there
have
for that.
You're my guinea pig. So. You know that. You know that. You got to try this.
That's
what did I give you last time to try?
It was some kind of fries. You made different fries last time.
Oh, we had made homemade. We cut the potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We have sweet potato fries. We got a lot of cool things happening. You know, I opened a new place in the college. It is Subs, Salad, and Soups. And we're doing, they're copycat subs.
Oh, you had talked about it, but it's open now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that's my energy's been going there. Our sign goes up this week. Just made the final things on the sign today.
Over in Melbourne campus?
Yeah, in the Melbourne campus. And anybody can come in there and eat.
Right.
I don't know that I like that as somebody with kids. But all the same, Chick-fil-A is doing it. You know, Chick-fil-A has the Grubhubs and the whatevers coming in and out all day. And people come into Chick-fil-A all day. I don't get it. But I think we're going to give them a run this new semester here that we're coming back to because we're doing copycat subs. So I've actually taken, I Googled award-winning subs and sandwiches in the United States, and I'm doing copycats of them. There's one of my favorites is, I don't remember if you remember, like, Bob's or Frisk's Big Boy.
Right.
They used to do a Slim Jim, which was ham, tomatoes, lettuce, and it's on, you know, it's pressed.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the copycat Slim Jim.
Okay.
We've got a Philly. I know there's a lot of controversy on Facebook about who is the best Phillies. I always say Phillies and pizza is very personal. It's what you like best. Don't say it's best, but I can tell you this. We've got a Philly that I think will give anybody a run for their money. It's different. Can't tell you my secret on it. I'd have to kill you, but I can tell you everybody's loving it. So we've got a good Philly. We've got the Chicago, the Vienna, Italian beef sub with the hot Gardena. I don't know how do you say it. Gardena, whatever. Even culinary school, I can't say it. Gardena. It's the whatever. Kim's concoction on there, but it's the true Chicago. We've done it. It's two specs. It's their copycat. People are loving that. We got a banh mi, which is the Vietnamese, if you remember the people that own the banh mi sandwich, the French baguette on Wickham Road. We're doing their banh mi with the pickled daikon and veggies, and we're doing that copycat. And soups, we're doing some awesome soups.
Pretty hungry right now.
We're doing ramen because,
kids
love ramen. I left St. Augustine
early and drove straight through.
There you go.
Hungry.
We're doing, and you know what? All our subs are going to be $7. $7. It's on Amoroso bread, which, you know, is a Philadelphia thing. So we've got true Amoroso baguettes that we're doing them on. I'm excited about the food again because I sort of lost my, I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm like, eh.
You lost
I'm
your
excited
enthusiasm
again.
About?
I'm so excited that. In Melbourne, Monday through Friday, with the exception of Tuesday, I'm leaving at noon. You will find me in there in the sub place making these copycat subs myself.
What exact building is that? I mean, of course I know the King Center.
So I have to tell you, it's the Student Union building. It's building 16. The buildings don't go in order, by the way.
Right.
If you're going 1, 2, that's like the old days when it was BCC, 1 through 8. You know, we're building 16 because we've gotten so large. It is a state-of-the-art, beautiful building, and I am just loving that I am in there with three places in that one building. We have the coffee shop, the Lavazza coffee shop, so you can come in and you can get a cappuccino, you can get a bobo tea.
I need to talk Noelle into taking an hour off from work.
Yes.
Going over for lunch.
And come and see it. And then, so we've got the coffee shop, and then we've got the sub place and soup and salads. You can make your own salad, or we have some cool protein salads. And then we have the place that we've moved, Mucho Mahalo, tacos, burritos, empanadas, and all that. We've moved that in with the burgers. So now you get burgers, burgers, tacos, burritos, and more. Hot dogs. You get a great Chicago hot dog in there
now. So you
now.
Have three places in there.
Three places in there.
You
and
combine.
Then in that one building. Right. But now I also have five on the outside. I have soccer, softball, baseball, volleyball, basketball, and then upstairs, the venues. We have three beautiful, they can either be opened as one or three rooms separate. We have the beautiful conference rooms and the venue upstairs. And then we also have, of course, in the foundation, we've got another room that I've done like the Guess Who. I do the after or before parties for the bands and stuff. Mm-hmm. The King Center can keep to the King Center and do their thing. I don't want it. I don't want that business. Didn't want that business. But we've got all the other stuff. So,
nice.
So I'm loving that. That's the Melbourne Auditorium is still what I call home, though. It's where I hang my liquor license. And you find me this weekend. I'm in two places. They've cloned me, I guess, because I'm at the Civic Center. I'm doing what I don't even have a clue what I'm doing there for 2 days. And then I'm also at the auditorium. I can tell you what I'm doing at the auditorium, though. It's a touch of magic. It's a bunch of kids that come in, and it's a day for kids, about 1,000 kids I'll have on Sunday. It's a free event. Anybody can come to it. I guess it's huge games and all kinds of stuff. Let's see what they say here about it. Maybe there's a Touch of Magic Kid Fest and Camp Fair. It's from 12 to 4. You can go on. This is Sunday, March 23rd. You can go on to info@touchofmagicevents.com and get all the information you need on that one. Saturday, I'm having a Florida-friendly landscaping seminar. It's from 9 to 2, free admission. I put out a great breakfast spread for that, too. So, you know, you can maybe sneak in and have breakfast and catch some. I can tell you, Nick, that he used to be my employee, but he went and got his master's, and he takes care of all our lagoon water and our environmental. And it's really actually a really interesting morning, and certainly something that, you know, that we believe in Brevard. We believe in our keeping our waters clean and landscape and all that. Wow, 5 minutes?
Wow, where did time go today?
Where did time go today? Because we've got a few things to talk about. We've got Ellen O'Neill, who's on Viewpoint with Seed on Mondays. She's going to be at Squid Lips Thursday from 6 to 9. I'm going to try to hit that right before I come to you.
Okay.
Darcy's going to open. I'm just going to stop there and say hi to her. And then we've got, this is sort of cool. This is the 321 Fest. This is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., March 21st through the 23rd. It's a free faith-based family event at the Stadium Parkway in Melbourne. That's at 5775 Stadium Parkway. It's a family faith event. That's one to take your kids to. I think that's going to be a really nice event.
So you go right from there to the Wizards, Witches, and Weirdos.
I know. That's right. That's
what?
Right. No, I'm going to miss that one because I want to do this Wizards one. My kids want to do it. Jamie, my daughter, definitely wants to. I've promised her I'll take her. And, you know, I'm all about my kids. At Pineapples on Friday, we have something called Sauce Pocket, 7:30 till 11:30. And since I've only got 5 minutes, Pineapples, I'm going to put it all on my Facebook for you, just so you know if you're listening. That's at 1434 Pineapple Ave. It's right there across the causeway at the O'Galley Causeway. And that's going to be a big event. We've got one more thing that I want to talk about. Met with them yesterday. It's called Up on the Roof Happy Hour at the New Zon Beachside. This is a senior living. This is by your home, sort of, Mark. It's right there across from, it used to be the old Doubles on Patrick Drive.
Yeah.
And they want everybody to come and see their facility. And what they're doing is...
On South Patrick.
This is at 1898 South Patrick Drive, Indian Harbor Beach. They're going to be three locations in the building. You can get, they're having a unique beer wall. They're having delicious bites in the pub. They're having gelato in their elegant dining room. They're having entertainment. It's a RSVP. You're going to RSVP at 321-777-8840. You get to meet the whole Zon team, and you get to talk with the residents. So, I mean, if you've got a mom or dad that, you know, you think maybe not that you're going to put them in a home, this is a cool spot to put them to live that you can go and eat with them. Mm. We've got some big things coming up. Barking for Bunko, March 20th, 6 to 8. That's the Space Coast Associate of Realtors. That's at 2950 Panita Parkway. And just one more time, that Wizards, Witches, and that. Please don't forget to go to Melbourne Seafood Station, though, this week. The new station's open. Downtown, where the old Bat Cove is, and they've got a new menu, fried food, lots of new things to try. Please go into Melbourne Seafood Station to tell them we sent you from here.
That's the Bat Cove is right outside where the big gates are.
Right
downtown.
Beside,
okay.
Yep, right outside the big gates. It was a Rolly's at one time. It's been a burger place, but I think Melbourne Seafood, they're going to be their new home, and I still say Melbourne Seafood is absolutely the best value for your money, along with me. Me and Nick work together on our prices, you know. We have the same pricing. Low. They're both low. But definitely please stop in Melbourne Seafood because he makes it possible for you and I to be here and talk jib-jab and try to make Danny laugh through the day. You got anything you want to add before we get off the air here? Because believe that we got the bunny ears so quick.
I know. Well, you know, this is my favorite day of the week, of the month, is right before concerts. But, you know, I hope that everybody will come out Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. But already mark your calendars for April 30th, May 1st. That's our main mysteries. And we have a whole entourage of people involved in this. Actors, singers, some people with lots of movement. It'll be fun. And it's medieval, so you can expect
more medieval
knights and
see?
Princes, and perhaps, maybe even a wizard.
See? So just one more thing really quick. Please don't forget Beauty for the Boom. This is a women's night out. It's over by the Oaks Theater, and I'm going to put all that information on our Facebook page. We've got a rummage sale coming up with the city also. We're going to get that on I'm going to get that on the Facebook page today, and Gina from the city will answer any questions there. We'll make sure that you have a link to her also. Mark, it's always fun when you're here, but it's not enough time.
Never.
I feel like me and you need to have a two-hour show.
The best thing is it's never scripted.
We don't.
Like, what
are
we talking about?
Half the time I come in here and I haven't even had my coffee for the morning. There's nothing scripted with me and Mark, is there ever? There's nothing scripted with me and anybody.
Well, it's funny because people say to me, like, when you turn around and talk to the audience, do you know what you're going to say? I said, I have absolutely
I have no idea
until I start talking.
Sometimes I surprise myself.
Right.
Sometimes I need a lawyer afterwards. Listen, you guys, thanks for listening and tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321, 321-437-1567. I know a lot of you have my number because I've gotten loads of texts throughout this show. Love to see that. Thanks for listening.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.